Today, we're going to talk about three career and business goals for you to have for the coming war. And if that's not a catchy tagline, I don't know what is. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show with a friend. Go over to the Fight Laugh Feast Network, flfnetwork.com. Put an HGBT in the memo field. You'll get a sweet, I had to reach for it, sweet mug right here. HGBT. Look, you can fit all four fingers in that thing. It's fantastic. Tons of other great content. And please join us in Nashville, Tennessee. Members get $100 off. For our conference, October 1st through the 3rd, do not miss it. And just as a little side note, thank you everyone who has supported us on Reformjelical, AD and I. We have reached enough subscribers and watch time in a few short months of doing this where we are monetized now, so we can be demonetized just that quickly because, you know, we talk about things Google does not like. All right, so I just want to set the scene. I was thinking about this a lot over the three-day weekend. What's going on with Portland, what's going on in the tech industry, what's going on in the political realm, what's going on just in our, you know, in our businesses. Some are supporting Black Lives Matter. Smaller businesses are supporting Trump. There is a greater and greater divide. And the slogan for the United States used to be, you know, united we stand, one nation under God. And that was the divide. That was the uniting thing, was the under God. But that has been removed. The Democrat platform tries to take it out every chance against because it's at war with God. It hates God. And we have people being assassinated. I believe it was a Portland who was wearing a President Trump hat. The guy came up and got shot and killed instantly. And I don't see, I'm not trying to be an alarmist here, but I just want to talk about preparedness. I don't see how this gets resolved. I don't, unless repentance comes, unless there comes very quickly the majority and good men in authority who rise up and confront this and in the division that is happening. But as the gospel teaches us, there is only one way reconciliation and division is healed. And that means someone has to die. Either they have to die to their ideas, or sadly, if ideas conflicting, one side doesn't die in the ideas realm, then it becomes an actual war and where physical people are dead. And I think I like thinking about what it's going to look like. I think about, like, what's the next World War III going to look like? Unfortunately, I think a civil war is much more close than a world war, and perhaps one will lead to the other. I don't know. I haven't really thought about that. But what would a civil war look like today? And I honestly think we are seeing the beginning of it right now. I don't know how big it's going to get. I don't think it's going to be like the North versus the South, where there's formal battlegrounds. There's not going to be a formal army of the Marxists and a formal army of the constitutionalists, although those would probably be the names of them. It's going to look, I think, a lot like what we are seeing today, just at a grander scale. I think we're going to see more rioting. I think we're going to see more destruction. We're going to see more police forces defunded, told to stand down. I think we're going to see more people being arrested. I think we're going to see more people that are going to be have their rights violated. And I think that employers, and this is where we are talking, sorry, someone just gave me a phone call. I hope that didn't show up on the recording. We're going to see more where employers and people in business are going to be taking more and more of the sides that we're seeing. And I think that the civil war is going to kind of, I'm just guessing that it's probably going to be in a way where the society still functions, the United States still functions, because if commerce just stopped altogether, then the war would be over really quickly because we would all starve to death and die. We don't live in a place anymore where we can have a civil war and commerce and the economy can just shut down, because unlike the shutdown with the CV, the government's not going to be supporting everybody just like it did with the CV in a civil war. So I'm trying to think for us, how do we make a living? How do we survive? How do we provide for our families? And this could look like individuals for careers, for your businesses. How do you survive? And so I was thinking about three tenets, if you will, or three goals that we should strive for to obtain in our skills, in our professional careers, either as business owners or as career people in the workforce, or people that are being trying to sell their services as a contractor, something to those effects. And I think these three principles will help us in these times to come. Because like I said, I don't think that it's going to be like a North versus South civil war like we saw in the first civil war. But I think it's going to be more rioting. It's going to be more defending of property, isolated shootings. I think there's going to be companies that take a stand against certain groups and versus other groups. I think that there's going to be discrimination based on what side you take. There's going to be censorship. There's going to be those kinds of attacks, quote unquote, where it's going to be censorship. It's going to be, hey, you're not going to be able to work here because you voted for this person, or you're defending the Constitution, or you're not going to be able to work here because the other side that you support, Black Lives Matter and all this stuff. So that's my thinking of where we are going as far as a civil war. We're definitely in a Cold War. We're seeing the shootings. We're seeing the murders. So it's starting to heat up, and I don't see it slowing down. So this is what I think we need to be striving for, to be able to adapt and to be able to be successful, as the success being we're going to be able to provide for our families. And the first thing is anonymity. That is that we should be looking for ways either to be online, or ways where we are engaging in the culture, or the ways that we are interacting with businesses where we don't have to give our identity. And with technology that's coming out and ways that we can work through Upwork and social media or social sites, I shouldn't say social sites, but like commerce sites, online websites, platforms that allow us to just take jobs instead of be hired by people. I think this is very important, and there's a way for you to almost create like a second identity, like people do with writing books, where you have a pen name. I think the idea of having a work name, quote unquote, just like authors do, where they don't want you to know their identity, is going to become more and more popular in this time. So I would be thinking through how you can do that, how you could keep yourself from being identified, and not necessarily in a cowardly way, but there's going to be a time, I think, where that maybe not only are there going to be the two sides of businesses where they're not going to want to work with people, they're not going to want to hire. I mean, we're already seeing this to some extent, but I think it's going to get greater. Where if you are a Christian, they're not going to want to hire you. Or if you're a Trump supporter, they're not going to want to hire you. Those kinds of things. So the more that you can set up those walls and distance yourself from that, that would be great. But also, I think there's going to be people that are looking for where they won't have to take a side. Businesses aren't going to want to take a side. They're going to want to try to get as much business as they can because the economy may be hurt from this in some ways. And so I think anonymity, being anonymous, is a really good goal for us to strive after. And the second one that because we see these kinds of things already, I think a lot of these are good to have just anyways, even if the doom and gloom don't happen. The second one is flexibility. And I'm thinking about this from a location perspective. Again, I don't think that this is going to be an all-out war like the North versus the South, but I think there are going to be more limited opportunities to gain employment, be looking for jobs. And so I want to be thinking about preparing myself, preparing my family, getting ready financially, getting ready emotionally, to prepare to be able to be flexible to move to different places, maybe a different city, a different state, maybe even a different country. And today, if you want to be successful in a large corporation, especially an international corporation, that's just a must already. That if you want to climb the ladder as high as you can in an international business, you just got to be prepared to move all over the place, including country to country. So first, I want you to start thinking about how you can be more anonymous, have a pen name, quote unquote, for lack of a better term, and then how you can be flexible and thinking about preparing yourself for flexibility. Worst case scenario, it may never come to this, but these are things that I think if we could be these things, it's going to be really helpful for us, and we're going to be really ahead of the curve in this thing. And the third thing is kind of similar to flexibility, but I'm thinking of a different way, versatility. So you have your anonymity, the flexibility, and versatility. And what I mean by this is specifically about your skills. What kind of skills can you develop or create, or you have already, where you can apply it to more than one different skill, or I'm not skill, but different areas. So you may be a computer guy, or just take me for example. I know how to write reporting code. I can do SQL. I can do queries for reporting to plug into dashboards and things like that. But that's not going to be really useful except in a business situation where businesses are going to need that specific skill. So something that would help me become more versatile is to take that foundational understanding of just how code works, the logic of code, and start developing a language that I can learn where I can actually build programs or build platforms or build apps, where I can work on projects, where I can work as a contractor and work on projects from project to project, or I can start my own business if I need to and start trying to create my own apps that I can build and try to sell on my own and create multiple streams of income. So that's one example. But there's many different other kinds. Like, for example, you may be an electrician or a plumber, and you can start thinking about, well, maybe how can I develop those skills, or you apply those skills in a different way, start my own business, try to start my own like handyman service or those kinds of things, or what is something I've always wanted to create, maybe an invention or things like that, where you could start being able to apply those skills in one-off project, ad hoc kinds of ways. And I think if we could successfully achieve those three things, being flexible, willing to move, being versatile in a way where we can apply our skills in different contexts, and then have somewhat of anonymity, just like a pen name, where we can be hired for work without being associated with one side or the next, depending on what this looks like, I think that'd be really wise. And it's easy for us to talk about the fun stuff in preparing for this, where we talk about what kind of bullets we want or what kind of weapons that we would prefer in the case, like where we would hide out, how would we survive as far as like growing food and hunting and all of those things. But I think employment and being able to earn a living is just as important. And so I just wanted to kind of give you guys three helpful goals that I think we should be considering and cultivating now before it gets worse, and so that we can be prepared and be able to sustain ourselves, provide for ourselves and our family. I hope that's helpful. Again, I'm not trying to scare you. I don't think the end of the world is happening tomorrow, but I definitely think we're going to see more escalations of what we've already seen. And what does that actually look like? I think it's very wise of us to be thinking through those and game planning them, especially when it comes to our career, because you know, companies are going to do whatever it is where they think the biggest support is, where they can have the most customer base. They're always thinking through those kinds of decisions. Unfortunately, that usually comes down on the left side of things, as we've been seeing with Black Lives Matter. So as conservatives, Christians, and things like that, we need to be thinking through that stuff. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.